Knock, knock. Hi there, Rumi. What are you up to? I know this isn't the first time, but money is a little tight and I don't have my share of the rent again. I'm really sorry. You know, they've been cutting my hours at work. I don't think the manager likes me. She's one of those catty women. And she doesn't like how the men always flirt with me. I know you've already covered for me a few times, but I'm always good for it. It will just take me some time to get the money together. You can cover me again? Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You're such a good guy. You know, I wasn't sure about having a male roommate, but when I came by to check out the place, I could just tell you that you're a sweetheart. You know, honestly, I thought there was no chance you'd rent me the room. I just assumed you'd have a girlfriend who would get jealous of you having a female roommate. Honestly, I still can't believe you're single. I know you're a bit shy and sometimes quiet, but you're such a good guy. You must get lonely sometimes. You don't go out that much. I know you've got a lot going on and you stay busy. But don't you ever crave a little female companionship? Oh, you don't? Come on. You don't have to pretend. I know that we don't know each other all that well. But you can be comfortable with me. You can tell me the truth. Are you sure you never get a little craving for something more? No, I don't believe you. I guess I'm just imagining the way your eyes linger on me sometimes when I'm in my robe. Or when I'm not wearing a bra and my top clings to these high perky tits. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't believe I just said that out loud. I must sound like an awful tease. And after you just agreed to cover my rent this month, I am so sorry. I didn't mean to make things awkward. And of course, I don't mind you looking. I appreciate the male attention. That's probably why my boss gets so annoyed with me. It makes me feel really good about myself. I have to admit something. I hope it won't make you mad. You promised not to get mad, right? Okay. It's just that ever since I noticed you checking me out, I kind of leaned into it. I liked the attention, so I started walking around the house in my robe more often. And started taking off my bra as soon as I got home and from work, and wearing tighter tops. No, I was not trying to manipulate you. What do you even mean? Is this about the rent? If that's what you think, I'll never ask you again. I'll borrow the money from someone or get a second job. Well, no, I'm not wearing bra right now. But that's not because I was coming to ask you out about the rent. I'm wearing an old men's button-down dress shirt. It's two sizes too big. It's not like I'm showing off my body. Well, yes, I guess I am showing off my legs, but it's still a pretty long shirt. I just like to sleep in it. I promise I wasn't trying to manipulate you. I feel like things are going to be awkward now between us. Really? You sure it won't be awkward? I'm so happy to hear that. Oh, you think I look good in this old shirt? I think that's the first time you've ever paid me a compliment. But it fits me like a sack. You can't even see anything, just a bit of my bare thighs. You can't tell me you're not craving a woman's attention and then get all worked up over my thighs. Oh, you're not worked up? You look flustered. Why is that? All this talk about my bare thighs. Maybe I need to get myself a flannel granny nightgown. One that comes past my knees. Then again, it might get too dirty when I get down on them. What? Now you really look flustered. I'm being completely innocent. I just meant if I was grabbing something out of a low cabinet, or saying my prayers before bedtime, or pleading with my sweet, sexy, shy boy roommate to cover me for a week of under rent? Is that how I should have asked? Do you want me to get on my knees and plead with you? I can get on my knees and ask very sweetly. Can you please help me out with the rent? Just this month, honey. I promised to pay you back. I came in here wearing nothing but little bitty panties and this man's dress shirt to ask you. I didn't even wear a bra because I'm very naughty and manipulative. Why do you look so flustered? Am I going too far? Does it make you nervous? Knowing that I could just open a few buttons and you'd be able to see my perky tits and my very hard nipples. Just like this. I'll just open these first few buttons and this big old shirt just slips right off my shoulders. There's not a thing to conceal my tits. It looks like they got your attention. Tell me, do they meet your expectations? I know you've looked at them a lot when I walk around in my tight little t-shirts. Do you like them? Do you like looking at my titties? Look at how these nipples are, baby. Oh, look there. It looks like something else is getting hard too. Do you mind if I get a closer look? Just sit right there in your chair. You don't have to do a thing. Fuck. Look at that. It's getting nice and hard. Did I do this to you? Are you turned on looking at your sexy roommate on her knees? What if I tell you that I've been thinking about this for a long time? You're such a good guy, and you're so sweet to me. I've been dying to show you just how much I appreciate you. I just want to kiss it a little bit. You don't mind, do you? You don't have to move a muscle. It's okay. I'll do everything. I'm just going to kiss your beautiful, hard cock. It's beautiful, you know. It's making me so wet just from looking at it. It's not the first time I've been wet for you, though. You're so fucking hard. This beautiful dick is rock hard for me. I'm just going to taste it a little. Can I put my lips around it? Yes? This is so naughty. You're my roommate, and you're subletting me a room. You're loaning me money for rent, and now I'm on my knees and sucking your cock. I feel like a little whore. Your little whore, baby. You like me teasing you with my tongue? I can tell you like it. Do you want my mouth around your cock? I want to deep throat you. Would you like that? I want to deep throat your beautiful cock and gag on it. You don't have to do a thing, honey. Just enjoy it. Let me do all the work. You can watch me on my knees, looking up at you with my tits out and my lips around your perfect dick. Just enjoy how it feels. You love it, don't you? You're such a good guy. You deserve this. Just enjoy it. I want you to come, honey. I want you to come in my mouth. Come for me like a good boy. Come for me. You're so close. Do you like when I stop and bat my pretty eyes at you? Look at the way your cock is glistening now. I'm going to stroke it for you. I want to stroke it until you come. Do you want that, baby? I want you to come on me. I'm going to stroke this cock until you blow for me. Come for me, baby. Come on my pretty face. Come on my tits. Shower me in it. Come for me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, fuck. Yes. Coat me with your seed. All over my face and titties. You are such a dirty boy. You made me such a mess. That's okay. You're still a good boy. I can just wipe that up with my fingertips and suck them clean. Delicious. You're so fucking delicious. I enjoyed that. Did you enjoy that? Oh, I know you did. I know you love coming all over my pretty face. Maybe next time you shoot it down my throat. Fuck, I love that. Of course, there's going to be a next time. Oh, I don't have to pay the rent? Oh, don't be silly. That's not what I did. Why I did this. I'm not for sale. I did it because I wanted to. I'll get you the money next week. It will just be late. And I'll give you another blowjob. That is, if you want it. Yes. Yes. I thought you might. You naughty boy. Well, I better go get some rest now. It's too late to take another shower, so I guess I'll just sleep with your dried cum all over me. It's kind of hot, honestly. Alright, good night. I'll see you tomorrow.